house. It was like orange and browns coming in the house instead of the cool colors in the summer. It was, yeah, I think I picked that up from my mom. So, you know,
good
the,
for season, you.
The
yeah.
seasons change, you know, you want to switch it up, switch up your look.
You do a Christmas tree this year?
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. So Jace could pull it down.
By that time. Pull that thing to the wall.
By that time, he'll be running around pulling things down. His birthday is the week before Christmas too. So he's going to, for the rest of his life, he's going to be that weird two gifts, you know, kid. Cause you can't, I know.
Well, Christmas birthday, believe me.
But yeah, I got you. I gotta figure that out though.
Yep. So and again, there's a lot of kids out starting right now. Yeah. Believe trick or treating, at least in the city, is pretty early.
Make sure you're on the lookout.
Yeah.
For
make them. Sure you're driving safe because twilight sometimes can be tough and maybe, you know, you're hitting rush hour and you're getting a little bothered driving home and you're distracted on the phone. Just have an extra yeah. eye out tonight. Cause look, I
a lot
drive
of babies out there.
I drive like an idiot.
Me
so,
too.
And this is when this is one of these nights where I really try to remind myself just to, you know, take it a little easy. You can, mm-hmm. you can get, be,
you'll get there.
You'll get there. Yeah. You'll be a little bit slower.
This will pass over.
Yeah. Here come the drunken Jews and they're off.
Drunk?
Well, that's the whole bit. That's Farmer's bit on Passover because there's.
I thought it was just the Jews are out. Be careful not to hit them.
No, it's the mandatory four glasses of wine.
That's part of the deal?
It's part of the telling of the story. That
the
each
story
part
gets better?
The story of the Exodus.
I did not know
is that.
That
there is a
you
series.
Have to drink four glasses of wine.
Well, I mean, you could do four sips of wine, but hey.
Six glasses.
Depends on where the wine is.
There's some the two-buck chuck, you're taking a little splash, and you're going about
man.
Your business.
There were some houses we went to. There one of our friends, my parents' friends, who is a collector.
Did it big, huh?
Oh, he'd bring
out the good stuff?
You'd see him sitting, like they'd be lined up like soldiers ready to go into battle. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Hot damn, yeah. Howie, that's some stuff.
Thank
right?
you so much.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much.
Right.
You
Thank
have
you
been
for
very,
being so
very successful, and you are very gracious, and let's do this.
Great success.
Yeah, right?
All right, so be careful out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, be careful, and show your kid an inappropriately scary movie, just because. We decided on that earlier.
Yes, and prepare for your child to want to sleep with you for the next couple of days because you scared the bejesus out of him or her.
Well, you know, sometimes
I need a glass of water.
You have too much bejesus. Yeah. Well, you need to be de-bejesused by something.
I think that's what the atheists feel. Too much bejesus.
Yep. Why is that aliens
alien.
Climbing out of that guy's chest? I don't know.
Be careful.
You know, I got a wrong face hugger. You know, you put your face in one of those things, sometimes bad things happen.
Habark is next, right?
Wise
here.
Man once told me that.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
501 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Happy Halloween from the Wolves. Anyone going trick-or-treating as skates? Visit ChicagoWolves.com for all your Wolves information. Jaren Grant remains the Bulls starting point guard for now. That according to Fred Hoiberg. The Bulls will play in Miami tomorrow night and Orlando on Friday. And in the interim, Nico Mirotic will work out here at the Advocate Center. The Mirotic-Portis situation, one of many things that John Paxson continues to deal with. And he talks about the ups and the downs of his job.
And I love the organization. You know, we had some luck along the way. We also had some really poor luck that derailed us. And I just try to remain focused on that. If you listen to too much of the outside noise, and there's so much now through the internet and that, you can get completely frustrated and distracted. I'm trying really hard not to be that way because I've got the big picture in mind.
Which is likely a long rebuild. Meanwhile, in pro football, two trades got done before the finish line in the NFL. Miami dealing running back Jay Ajayi to Philadelphia for a fourth-round pick, and Buffalo acquiring wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin from Carolina for third and seventh round selections. And in baseball, it's game six of the World Series tonight. The Astros and the Dodgers, the pitching matchup, Justin Verlander and Rich Hill. The Score's 25-year celebration being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber. It's located at Fulton Market in Chicago. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago's sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. And guys, if you want to scare your kids,
yes,
just put in the tape from the other night, the Bulls-Oklahoma City game. That will scare the you-know-what out of everybody.
That was bad.
Oh!
That was bad.
This shit. Hour brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It does not get any better than this. That's why we have him on Tuesdays. He's with us. On Wednesdays, he's with you. It's Hub time. You can check out our live video stream here at watch670score.com. Brought to you by American Needle. 20% off Hawks, Sox, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE.
And Hub is brought to you by Webb Ford for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. You can find Hub on Twitter at Hub_Arkish, and you find his work in various publications and Shaw Media and Pro Football Weekly and you name it, and he is with us on these very airways. First and foremost, surprises or anything that interested you with the trade deadline that just passed?
Well, I think the surprise is, guys, is that this doesn't happen in the NFL, right? You know, and it's been a little crazy the last 48-72 hours, but you know, given the trades, the deals that have been made, I guess the one that surprises me the most is Dwayne Brown of the Seattle Seahawks, because, you know, he's a Pro Bowl left tackle. The Houston Texans have a huge need there with a rookie quarterback who is playing very well. And for whatever, you know, miscommunications and frustrations and bad negotiations they've had, and the holdout he just got over, he's under contract through next year at a reasonable price.
Was he too outspoken in the Bob McNair situation?
No, I don't. I mean, he wasn't as outspoken as DeAndre Hopkins. You know, DeAndre Hopkins isn't going anywhere. Now, right. Obviously, he's got great value, too. So, no, he's been a pretty solid citizen. Mm-hmm. It's a great deal for the Seahawks, who paid a significant price, but this may be the missing link to them to make a legitimate run at a Super Bowl. And I just don't see how the Texans got enough to justify it. So that's the one that surprises me the most. The Garoppolo thing, it had to happen, you know, and people are immediately going to wonder, well, you know, couldn't they have gotten more? Could they have gotten more if they had done it early? I'm not sure Belichick is the greatest trader or personnel guy in the NFL. He's obviously the greatest coach in the NFL. But in this case, I think they played this to the 11th hour in terms of getting some real value, and it's going to be the 33rd, 34th, or 35th pick in the draft, and that's real value. It's mm-hmm. It's much more than they used to get him, and they're making a bet that doesn't seem that crazy right now. Brady is as good as he's ever been. Yeah, I think you worry about the way that Favre fell off the hill once he got on the wrong side of 40 and it finally happened. You worry about the same thing that happened to Manning. Brady is healthier than they were. And so they're just betting now that he's got a couple, 3 years left in him.
Explain to me the Jay Ajayi trade, because this is a guy who ran, what, 200-yard games last year, over 1,200 yards. His yards per carry down this year. But this is an offense that seemingly needs a running game still. Adam Gase doesn't like him. What happened there, and where does he fit in Philadelphia with Smallwood and LeGarrette Blount being the guys that take up most of the carries?
You know, the reports I'm hearing, Jace, are that, A, he wasn't the best guy in the locker room, okay, or the meeting room, that he wasn't overly popular with his teammates, that he may have been a little bit of a problem child, not a troublemaker, but a little bit of a problem child. Okay. And then there's the flip side that I think at this point, Gase and his staff may be looking for a fall guy because this offense shouldn't be that bad. So I understand why. I mean, he's not a great running back.
All right.
You know,
saying he's in the top half in the NFL?
Yeah, he's in the top half. But you look at what happened last year. You know, I think he put up about 1,100 and some yards, but he had 600 of them in three games, mm-hmm, and 400 and something in the other 13 or 12 games because he was a healthy scratch the opening game of the season. Now you come back this year, he's not getting it done. Granted, the offensive line has problems. So I don't think it's a big deal. I think it was kind of cleaning house a little bit.
Okay.
What I'm curious about, though, while he is an upgrade for the Eagles over Smallwood and some of those other guys, he's not an upgrade over LeGarrette Blount. And so my guess is that they're probably going to sacrifice the others and split the carries pretty much between Blount and Ajayi, and that could be pretty effective.
So we saw the Bears compete. We saw the defense continue, for the most part, to be stout. But we also saw, when we asked of Mitch Trubisky to try to make some plays, he simply was incapable of making enough of them. But as far as I'm concerned, this is how you have to develop a quarterback, and he has to learn from some of this stuff. So while I was a little disappointed in, after the horrifying injury and the awful call, that they didn't have a little better opportunity to compete, but I think it could have been worse as far as their most important player.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we haven't had a chance to talk since the game, and it's, I just got back from Hallis Hall. It's still a little raw up there. Just a devastating injury. And the fact that these kids competed as well as they did leading up to the injury and then continued to after the injury, I was very impressed. You know, there's moral victories. That's a crock. There is no such thing. But in analyzing where this football team is, they showed that they are in fact on an upward trend. You know, and coming off a 3-13, that's a pretty good thing. As far as Trubisky, you'd like to see him do more, but guys, he's so hamstrung. You know, and it's not just that he has no weapons. I've been trying to be real slow coming to this, but I've kind of convinced myself that Dowell Loggins now is not the answer. The last couple weeks have really troubled me. You know, I think what you're looking for here, and I just wrote this, so I guess I'm giving away tomorrow's lead or whenever it's coming, but even with limited assets, I mean, every team in the league has some issues. There's some places that where they want to get better. You know, some fortunately have fewer liabilities than the Bears do. But even with limited assets, the job of the coach is to evaluate what he has and to build an identity around that and try and take advantage of what he does have and do that well. And we're halfway through the season, and you tell me, what is the identity of this Bears offense?
Yeah.
He hasn't created that. And then you look at specific situations. The third and one and fourth and one calls on the second to last possession of the game, and we've talked about this. I never challenge play calling. It's an art, and I don't know that I could do it, and so it's not fair of me to criticize others. But I look at the set that they were in, the options that he gave them, and then the play that he called. That was like somebody who'd never been there before, you know, and you can't do that. I mean, Trubisky had no chance on those two plays. And so, Dan, you're right. I mean, this is part of the process. You grow from it. You learn from it. But I sure would have liked to have seen what he would have done if they'd have given him a couple options that he had a chance with. And so I think they got to take a hard look at what they're going to do, you know, relative to the guys that are developing Trubisky before we can really grade, you know, how well they are developing him and what his ceiling is.
They run a lot of double tight end sets, no Zach Miller for a long time, if ever again. Does Adam Shaheen get thrown into the fire, or is this Daniel Brown's job, or the kid from Harvard?
Well, you know, Jason, that's the funny thing about it. Adam Shaheen's snap count has gone up every week since opening day. He's already playing a lot, and he's not a factor out there, you know. And so I think he, even more so than Trubisky, you've got to be patient with. I mean, the difference between Ashland College and what he's trying to do now. And again, one of the great things about what we're doing at the Score with all the guys, with Patrick and Dan in the morning and Olin and Kat in the afternoon on Sundays, is if you're paying attention, you can learn from them. Because watching some of this with Olin and Kat and hearing the way they break down the formations they're in and the way these guys are playing and watching the schemes, Shaheen, Olin turned, opened my eyes. His blocking has improved more than I was giving him credit for. He's still not good at it, but it is improving. Where he's struggling is what was supposed to be his strength, which is as a receiver. And this was my concern coming in that while he is big and athletic and exciting, he doesn't have the gap against NFL defenders that he had against the kids at Ashland College. And on that goal line play in the first half, he got out-muscled by a safety, you know, who was 70 pounds smaller than him. That can't happen. And so I think you just got to be patient with him. He's got to continue to develop. Daniel Brown is much more a receiver than a blocker, so maybe he picks up some of that slack. But I think they got to bring somebody in. Is Broniker still on the practice squad? I think he is.
Not sure. I'll check.
I think he is. And whether it's him, you know, because he played late last season and he's a bigger body. But my suspicion is that they'll make a move there and bring in somebody to work with Deion Sims.
We've got more to come with Hubs. So don't go anywhere. The segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. So keep it here. More with Hub next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
We're out of officiating Mike Pereira. Are you satisfied with the NFL's explanation on the Zach Miller ruling?
No, not at all. I'm not only not satisfied with their explanation, but I'm concerned at the direction that they are going in replay.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at Farmers.com. Last weekend, the Miami Dolphins got dominated on the road by the Baltimore Ravens, losing 40-0 in embarrassing fashion, getting shut out for the second time in 7 weeks. Obviously, head coach Adam Gase was irate, and after the game, when asked about the offensive line not protecting QB Matt Moore, he said the following, quote, "The offensive line at least knows who to go to and knows what to do. You've got to get the other guys to know what to do, too. The offensive line can't block the running back's guys. The running back, we never block the right guy." It was clear to whom he was referring. Running back Jay Ajayi looked lost in pass protection. In the NFL, it's one thing to be a good runner, but it's more important to be a knowledgeable and able blocker. Dolphins fans may be asking, why did we just trade our best runner before the deadline? The answer is because he's more of a liability in the pass game than an asset on the ground. I'm Tiki Barber.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. At GSU, they take your passion and purpose seriously. Learn how Governor State University puts you and your future first at the undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Governor State University, where your passion is first and your purpose is forever. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Meet Gloria, recently divorced mother of two. She secured a Team Hochberg loan approval before purchasing a home. Gloria's contract was accepted over three other buyers because Gloria's contract was the only one with a Team Hochberg loan approval, which enabled her to close within 10 business days of signing the contract. Gloria also did a PermaSeal sewer inspection, which Team Hochberg issued a credit for at the closing, and found a blocked sewer line the seller had to correct to save her thousands of dollars in repairs. So to exponentially increase your chances of purchasing a home, secure a Team Hochberg loan approval like Gloria did by calling David and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at 312-751-1333 or by visiting perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg helped Gloria, and they've helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon, and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employees $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday, and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Supply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. It's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Robert Hack. Company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus doesn't get any better than this.
Hub Arkish is ours today. He is yours tomorrow. And we discuss the Bears and the NFL with him on these airwaves as we are doing now. What matters most to the Bears in this particular bye week now that the trade deadline has come and gone, sort of assessing what they are and where they are and how they can make the second half of the season matter?
Well, I think in terms of them, you know, the coaching staff, the front office, Ryan Pace, it's all about self-scouting, self-evaluation, trying to figure out what they did right during the first half and what they did wrong. And then I think the focus, you know, they had a really short practice today. I was surprised. I mean, I get that it's the bye week, but if you're going to go out, why go out for 50 minutes? I don't know if they're going to do the same thing tomorrow or not. And then they're going to be off Thursday through Sunday and then a normal week next week. So it's more about getting healed up and getting rid of the bumps and bruises. And I think the focus is going to be on that receiving group and trying to find a way to create more options for Trubisky. I know particularly on the offensive line, there's a feeling that they're close, but they can't keep the same five guys out there. Charles Leno just hasn't played well. You know, there's no other way to put it. And Cody Whitehair now 2 weeks in a row seems to be over the shotgun snap problem, but I don't know. They won't tell us anything about injuries coming out of it, which is, you know, understandable. They don't have to till next Wednesday. So you worry. You hope that that isn't significant. It's really about trying to figure out what they haven't tried and done the first half of the season for whatever reason that they can do to try and create the identity that this offense is missing, because the defense has a very clear identity. And my guess would be that Vic Fangio probably wishes they weren't going on a bye, that this team has some momentum on defense. Hopefully they'll get healed up and come back even stronger against the Packers a week from Sunday.
My question is an overall NFL question. With the rights fees up and pretty soon here, and negotiations already in the making, is there any major network that is in danger of losing their NFL rights or just not renewing them because of the cost?
Well, yeah, two different questions. I don't think there's anybody in danger of losing them. Obviously the league wants as many bidders at the table as they can get. Most of these contracts have been renewed or extended, I should say, over the last year and a half or two.
Is Amazon and Google going to get in play and kind of edge anyone out?
Well, they're trying to get in play for streaming, but I think the league is too smart to take games off of broadcast TV and have them streamed only. So that's more about as an add-on right now. That's additional revenue. My understanding, Jason, is that the focus of those conversations with that committee is trying to be honest with themselves about whether they've got oversaturation right now or not. Nobody, including the networks, was happy when they went from 7 and 8 Thursday night games to 16 Thursday night games. And now you've got these stupid 8:30 Sunday morning, starts, which they're starting to see some trends, probably are taking some viewers away from the noon and 3 o'clock starts. And so I think the league is probably, it's kind of like the Bears self-scouting at the midway point, focusing a little bit on what they're doing and trying to decide. There is clearly a rift in the area of this whole London-Europe marketing thing. I mean, Goodell is committed to it. He believes, probably rightfully so, that there's billions of people on the other side of the pond who could eventually be customers. But are you losing your current customers to try and gain them? And how many of them are you going to gain? How quickly? So I think the league is fighting on so many fronts right now, Jason, that to be honest with you, the TV deals and what they're doing there, other than worried about the ratings a little bit, is one of the least of their concerns.
All right. Help unravel this Byzantine Ezekiel Elliott story. And there's more twists and turns today with injunctions and decisions. And
Jerry Jones is throwing stuff in the water.
Yeah, I try, but this is one, I will admit, this story has completely overwhelmed me.
Well, and it's because they keep finding these district judges who are Cowboy fans or they're Eagles fans or something. And they make these crazy rulings that have nothing to do with the law. This was all litigated throughout the 2015 season and decided at the beginning of 16 in the Brady case. Elliott has no case. The CBA is clear on this. Goodell's authority to do this is clear, and that's what this judge finally said last night. And now I don't know. It seems like there's always one more appeal. Everybody's acting like there isn't one this time. That I have no expertise in. But assuming that anything short of the Washington Court of Appeal or the Federal Court of Appeals in D.C. or the Supreme Court wouldn't hear this thing, it seems like there's nowhere else for them to go, and he's going to serve the suspension. What we're really finding out here, guys, Jerry Jones in the Hall of Fame is one of the great embarrassments in the history of Canton. All this crap about what this guy has done for the game. Jerry Jones does nothing for anybody but Jerry Jones, and what he finally couldn't hold in anymore is his battle with Goodell, who he was one of his biggest supporters until a year ago, is because Goodell, has hit him where it lives, and he's trying to defend a molester is basically what it comes down to, and claim that the system is unfair. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, and it's not unlike our politics and everything else we're dealing with right now. People get so polarized on one side of the story or not. I think that the system is absolutely unfair. I believe that Elliott is being punished by a system that never should have been agreed to. But they did. This is what the players negotiated. This is the law of the land. And so what they should have done is never challenged it. It would have been over a week, 2 weeks ago, and you could move forward because, as I said, this was all litigated last year, and the courts held that Roger Goodell has the authority to do this.
Who's the best team in football after 8 weeks?
You know, it took me 8 weeks, but it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
I still don't believe it when I look at them, but you know, I look at the problems on defense of the Patriots and the Chiefs, and that inconsistency with the Steelers. There's just something missing there. They're clearly the four best teams, and right now Philadelphia is playing the best football. And right now, Carson Wentz is the second best quarterback in football. I mean, Brady is still Brady, but you tell me who else is playing better than Carson Wentz.
Playing better, you know. I don't get to watch Jared Goff.
Alex Smith, 16-0, is pretty damn appealing. But Carson is actually doing other things with the offense. Yeah, you're probably right.
You know, I thought maybe they would take a step backwards week before last when they lost Jordan Hicks on defense and Jason Peters on offense in the same game.
Crazy.
And they came out and played one of their best games Sunday. Now, you know, the opposition is the opposition, but they've earned the right. They've got the best record. Nobody's really challenged them the last few weeks, and they keep getting better. So I don't know if they will be the best team in 8 weeks, but right now they're probably the best team.
Why are the Raiders so disappointing, considering all the talent?
Because they were so overrated going in, for starters. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of talent, but they had a couple guys on that offensive line who had Pro Bowl years but had never even been average before. You know, Donald Penn on one side, and then at right tackle, I forget, Menelik Watson was the backup. He's gone now. Defensively, that's not a complete defense. And what you're seeing is Derek Carr, as great as he can look 2-3 weeks in a row, and then he'll throw in a real stinker. And he is not yet consistent enough. So there's some missing pieces there. They were badly overrated. They've got some playmakers on both sides of the ball, so they'll still give you that big game, but they're not really complete on either side of the ball, and that's why they're struggling. Last year, I want to say they were 6-2 on the road, and I want to say they won six games in the last 2 minutes by 4 points or less, or something like that. When you get streaks like that, it always turns around the next year, and it's just catching up with them now.
We got about 20 seconds here. Who are the teams that are lurking in the weeds right now? The Seahawks, the Bills, who you got?
Well, definitely the Seahawks with the Dwayne Brown trade. I would keep an eye on New Orleans. I thought the Bears played them almost even, but New Orleans, you can still see where they're going to be scary. And then in the AFC, whoever wants to can lurk in the weeds. It's still the Patriots and the Steelers and maybe the Chiefs. The Chiefs were playing better. They're not playing so well now, but those three teams are the best three teams.
All right, you guys have them tomorrow, Hub. Thank you.
All right, guys, have a great night.
That's Hub Arkish. After an update, we're going to do It's On.
Scoreboard update.
5:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Happy Halloween from the Wolves. Anyone going trick-or-treating as skates? Visit ChicagoWolves.com for all your Wolves information. The baseball season could come to an end tonight out in Los Angeles, or it could be extended one more day. It's Game 6 this evening with the Astros leading the Dodgers 3-2 in the pitching matchup, Verlander and Hill. Pro Football 2 trades did get done on NFL trading deadline day, Miami dealing running back Jay Ajayi to Philadelphia for a fourth-round pick. Meanwhile, Buffalo picked up wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin for third- and seventh-round selections. Pro Basketball, the Bulls play at Miami tomorrow night. And Fred Hoiberg earlier today saying that Jaren Grant remains his starting point guard for now. And the Philadelphia 76ers are not picking up the option on center Jahlil Okafor, so down the road he will either be traded or released. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool. And when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at metrorail.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on, okay?
Hey, tonight's a damn good sports night. Not just a sneaky good sports night, but a damn good sports night. Verlander versus Hill. Astros got a chance to win the World Series in L.A. Who's going to give up the ball to the bullpen first? And if you want to get tickled by the NBA fairy, I don't know who that would be, but if you want to get... All right. If you want to get tickled by the NBA fairy, you got Thunder and Bucks on NBA TV tonight at 7 o'clock, so you can DVR that if you want. And then you also got Pistons and Lakers if you want to watch.
How about my Pistons?
Pistons are balling.
How about my Pistons?
I was going to get to some of that.
Warriors and...
Tobias Harris. He found himself a nice little spot.
SVG. My guy.
Yes.
That's what I should have been for Halloween.
Stan Van Gundy?
I should have been Stan Van Gundy for Halloween.
That would have been pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. So this
that's an easy one too. You just get a little rumpled suit and a tie undone and a mustache and like a half little reader glasses.
Yeah.
I'm kind of halfway there.
Diet Pepsi or whatever it is he drinks all the time.
Yeah, a clipboard. Yeah. I should have done that.
Have Dwight Howard lying behind you. You know what I mean? I'd go as Dwight Howard.
Right. And put your arm around me. Right. Yeah. So that's my night is going to be World Series and answering the door and just enjoying all the kids that come to the door and messing with kids. There's a photo here. John Lackey's wife just tweeted a picture of the Lackey family Halloween. John Lackey is a big dragon. His wife is going as Maleficent, and his elder daughter is Maleficent's daughter. Mm-hmm. The younger daughter is a unicorn, and his son...
And the little boy is?
Just John Jay.
There it is.
That's awesome.
That's when life smiles at you right there. You got all the money in the world, any costume you want, kid.
Yep.
I want to go as John Jay.
He's John Jay.
There it is. Special relationship. You know, John might have signed something for him. Or
hung out with
he's
him.
He's just nice to him all the time. He's like, damn it, I want to go as John Jay. And
that's
his neon
great.
Speedo.
That's great.
So and his Crocs.
Yeah, that's going to be most of my evening is because you get probably around 8 starts to finish out. Then that's when the older kids The older kids with no costume.
Hello, sir. Can I get some candy? Andy, what are you? I'm your worst nightmare if you don't give me some damn candy. Right. Some grown ass man with acne. You know, his car is still running in front of you.
Just make an effort. Put a mask on. Yeah. Something.
Get yourself a towel for a cape.
A little bit of face paint. Yeah. Be a ghost and put a napkin over your head. I mean,
try.
Just give me something and I'll have.
Be careful.
I'll have candy for you.
You might go too far with that ghost costume. Next thing you know. Yeah, you got a whole bunch of dudes running around looking like they're in the Klan. Yeah, be careful. Don't get the dunce cap and put the holes in the eyes.
I'm a stupid ghost.
Get your tiki torches out. Be careful out there. All right, Shep, what do you got tonight?
Yeah, don't be the white Crayola crayon because that could end horribly for you.
That'd be tough. The white Crayola.
On that point, though, on the costume thing, this is my first year as a homeowner. Like, mm-hmm. I've lived in a high-rise or an apartment for the last decade. How big of a jerk can I be to kids without like the fear of being like the house that gets egged?
What do you mean? What?
Well, like you show up in a hockey sweater. Oh, I'm Patrick Kane. No, you're not. You're a 14-year-old that half-assed a costume, and I don't want to give you a Snickers bar. How big of a jerk can I be?
My kid's going as Jonathan Quick.
Yeah, he's got
creative.
He's got the full goalie pads and everything going.
Well, that's putting effort in. But not like the 14-year-old that's like, I don't have anything else. Here's a hockey sweater. And I want to be like, that's a pathetic costume.
You don't get candy. How about today be the day that you're not a jerk?
Well, I'm not being a jerk. I'm just expecting more from the youth of America.
There it is. How about today be the day you give people candy, bro?
The Halloween referee.
He's Brian McCann.
What if I dress up as one? The Halloween police.
How about that? If you want the kids to dress up, you should dress up.
I will. I'll find something.
I'm sure you... Well, be careful, Shep.
Don't be the white crayon.
Yeah. Don't be Chuck in St. Charles and don't be the white crayon. From that, we go to Tony Gill. Tony, what do you got tonight?
There will be no candy served at the Gill household.
Did you just turn the lights off?
And
we're closed.
There'll be a large pit bull right there in front for you.
Damn, it's tough on the other side of the glass, man. Jesus
Christ. Come on.
He doesn't even own a pit bull, by the way. He's just going to find
He's
going
to rent a pit bull?
He's actually going to rent pit bull. He's going to say, Dolly, no candy.
But give me all of the Giannis-ness and Oklahoma City-ness. I will be receiving all of that.
Yeah, NBA TV's got some real games on tonight.
Get NBA TV.
You don't?
I don't. I get all the other.
Oh, you got DirecTV?
I have DirecTV, but I also have this weird DirecTV package, and nobody at DirecTV is quite sure how it created itself.
What do you mean?
I've had it for so long.
Oh, the grandfathered you in?
Yeah, it's like there's. I don't have anything that they're offering.
You went like completely a la carte.
They've sort of created a Franken package, and
the Al Franken package.
That it's just, they don't know what it is. Like, they've looked it over. They said, sir, to be honest with you, I have no idea
what
you have.
And you're only paying $12 right. for it. And if we change it to what it actually would cost, it'll be $345.
Yeah. They went just, the supervisor said, I have to advise you to do absolutely nothing unless NBA TV is a right. deal breaker. Don't touch this.
Because you got the mint package.
I don't know what it is. It's like a rent control department in New York.
You got the Terry Brewers package.
Whatever it was. But that's, so I don't get into NBA TV, which is too bad. But seriously, you're not going to answer the door?
I'm going to be honest with you. This is, and I don't want to speak for the entire community.
And I don't know what neighborhood you're in. I don't know. Maybe you're worried about somebody coming up and taking your pit bull.
This is the thing, sir. I'm sorry. I disturbed your Black Panther party. But no, this is the thing. Like, I know more people in the community that do not answer the door and turn their lights off than I do in terms of giving out candy. So I got to be honest with you. When we moved to Evanston, like, he was like 88, 89. I was 8 years old, 9 years old, something like that. When we moved to Evanston, the entire trick-or-treating experience was a lot different than the previous places we lived. Cause you'd come home and the entire block would be dark. It's like no trick-or-treating on this block.
See,
and then we moved to Evanston. People are outside in their lawn chairs. This was back when, you know, before right, climate change, or it was still a little decent temperature or whatever. And you'd be like, oh my God, these people are just giving out free candy on this holiday. What's going on with them? I'm telling you, it's not, Tony Gill is, I would say, is in the majority, even though he's a minority. He's in the majority of people.
We moved to Burbank, so I live in Burbank now.
Okay.
But before growing up, living in West Inglewood, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
You so don't go to other people's houses.
Yeah, you don't just run up on somebody's house just because it's Halloween.
Because when I grew up, it's like my mother had to take a picture of everybody.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, come on in. Are you cold? Like, you know, I'll make you soup. It's safe. Like, it's Halloween.
Safe. Very safe.
Like, what are these right. people in the house yeah. for? They're supposed right. to, well, they were trick or treating, but mom invited them in and now they're all in the kitchen.
Deerfield.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
That's why you moved there.
I didn't lock our door.
That's why it's good to live in Deerfield.
Must be nice.
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't live there anymore.
you're slumming it in the city. Get out of here. I've been in your little area. You're good.
You're always welcome. Everybody's trick or treat is a big deal in our block. It is.
That's a good thing Halloween when it's festive.
It is a huge deal. It is.
You get
crowded.
The house that just like can't wait to do Halloween.
The whole house is decorated. You better believe it. They got a giant black cat roaring at people.
They actually have a dead body on the on the lawn.
People do it up. Now, there's somebody on Waveland. Down further toward Lincoln that does the whole thing with the gravestones and the things that jump out at you. Yeah, like, they've got, like, October 1st. That thing is
can't
set
wait.
Up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm good.
The segment was brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. We are going to say good evening.
Full bros?
Yeah, Captain Holmes is getting set to sail on the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Mully and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
Sheets matter. You may not think they do, but they do once you get really good sheets and then you realize the time that you've been wasting on stuff that isn't that good. You should be spending a third of your life in your sheets. And you don't have to worry thinking, oh, I don't know about luxury bedding. I don't know about Egyptian cotton and I don't want to go to these boutique stores. You don't have to. That's what Brooklinen is for. They've cut out all the unnecessary markups, all the retail licensing fees, all the manufacturing waste, and they just offer high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. People love these products. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews. They were named best of online bedding by Good Housekeeping. And there's all kinds of options, colors and patterns to mix and match. You got to try these. I love mine. You'll try them. You'll love them, too. Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer you get just for listening. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so sure you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. No reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen, the best sheets.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Have you homes? .com.
It's that time of year where you are buying wine because people are coming over and you are celebrating things and you're having all kinds of parties or you're looking for gifts. Well, what you have to do is go to chwine.com and check out all the values that Cameron Hughes has for you right now. There's something for everybody and everything is at a price point you're not going to believe because you're drinking sensational wine, better than you're going to get if you just go to a grocery store and pay $15 for a Pinot Noir. Here, you pay $15 for the Lot 565 Rogue River Valley Pinot Noir, and what you're getting is a $40 bottle for $15 because it just says Cameron Hughes on it, and there's a number on it, but that's what his business is. He is actually getting you wine from terrific vineyards, but he just can't exactly say the name of the vineyard because he takes the wine off their hands when they make too much of it. So you can give yourself and your guests outstanding wine for a fraction of the price and an even better deal right now because he always wants to give you the opportunity to try these great wines that are all in limited quantities. So you can get free shipping right now on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. This is a great deal, trying already discounted wines at a huge savings. Free shipping, a case of wine is like 50 pounds, so for that to ship for free is a massive savings. So you're going to go to chwine.com and enter the code Dan. Get yourself a mixed case. If you don't know exactly what you want that way, you do your first order, you know, then you go back and double dip another time and get yourself another range or another bunch of bottles so you can give them as gifts, or you can put them on your rack, you can put them in your cellar. chwine.com. Make sure you enter.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears
Oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Beer. Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full boat.
Transitions brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Big night for Lawrence Holmes, a full Halloween edition.
Yeah, well, bro, I'm very excited about tonight's show because we got some... Got some old friends visiting us on the show tonight.
Old friends, over
the years,
yeah, people drop
Lawrence
by.
Holmes has cultivated some of the greatest relationships in this city's radio market. I'm telling you now.
Well, he always likes to bring people in. He's like the maitre d' for the station, always bringing people and seating them.
Anytime I drop in, I'm hearing his cogent thoughts or the people that like him. I don't have a lot of people that like me.
That's not true.
It's very true. That matter in this business.
No, that's not
all
true.
All my friends are people who aren't in this business. Like, you're my friend, you know, we're cool, whatever. But like everybody else, you know, and we work with the dudes, we all like each other. But I don't have,
if you ask,
I have
your,
like Lance Briggs just want to come by and hang out for an hour and a half for no damn reason.
Well, those guys are hilarious now. Like
Peanut Tillman just show up and be like, hey, I want to talk to you on the air.
I'm Royce from Inglewood. I'll never forget that.
He called up his Royce from Inglewood?
We had Charles. This is what happened. Here's the bit. The bit is that whenever Charles is on the show, it's never long enough. So if it's an hour,
he gets upset.
He wants to do an hour and 15 minutes. If it's 2 hours, he wants to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So at the end of it,
you gotta go home at some point.
I'll land the plane.
Come look for your head.
Well, I mean, the four kids, you know, it's a lot, but I'll land the plane.
They're so adorable.
They really are. They really are. And Jackie's been taking like boxing classes. Like her videos, man, are insane.
Top notch. Like, she's an awesome chick, man. Got a chance to hang out with her when you couldn't do the trip that time.
Yeah.
She's super cool.
Good people. So the bit is that whenever we try to let Charles go, he'll be like, well, why don't we take some calls? Like, that's like, I'm like, well, you have to understand the mechanism. There aren't just calls magically there.
Yeah,
like, I have to ask people to call in.
To give them a reason to call in.
Because they were sitting here listening to you talk. So one time I had a guest schedule. So like Charles was on from like 6 to 7, right?
Okay.
So I had a guest schedule for 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I tell Charles, look, I have a guest schedule. I gotta go. So he hangs up. And he's mad, right? Or he's mad. Okay. Put it in quotation marks.
All right.
I have the guest on. The guest hangs up. Literally, as the guest hangs up, Charles calls on the regular line. Even though I've given him the secret number, he calls on the regular line. And I forgot who was producing, but they were like, yeah, you need to take this call on line 3. I'm like, why do I need to talk to Royce from Inglewood?
What an idiot.
It's Charles. He's like, can we take calls now? And so, I mean, that type of stuff is fun. It's fun to get people to come and hang out.
So who's
here
the
in
old
studio.
Friend? Who's
you know him, you love him. Me and Z reunion, 7 o'clock.
No.
Is he here?
No, he's in LA.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I thought he was in town or something.
No.
He drops in town and then you just see it on his Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you jerk. Say what's up.
You have friends here.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to say hello.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk World Series with him since he runs a sports radio station in LA.
Yeah.
I thought we would talk about it. Yep.
7-10.
He's the operations manager.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a real boss.
Let me tell you something now.
This is incredible.
I appreciate Zampillo on so many levels, obviously with the serious stuff that was going on in my life. he opened a lot of doors and yep. threw my name into places that nobody had ever heard of before. And then after the product was decent enough, they came back and was like, oh, he was all right. And Zampillo was like, I told you, idiot. So Dan Zampillo is always, and you know, I interned under him. So like me and Dan have had a connection for a while. He's a solid dude.
For people who don't know who he is, because I understand like the audience turnover since the Me and Z show. Right.
When I was a child, Dan Zampillo was here.
What's really scary is that I've talked to a bunch of people in the business, like people that I've had on from different markets that were like, I grew up listening to the Me and Z show. And I'm like, wait, what?
Saturday nights.
You grew up listening to that craziness that we used to do on Saturday nights.
Yeah. Good times.
And that's what one put you in the business.
There's generations of Score listeners, man. I used to listen to this fool on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I used to produce that show.
Yeah.
Never bring me breakfast.
That's not true. That's a lie.
Larry Lipman.
This is now always like three or four people who have said that you're kind of tight on the coinage when it's time to eat, man.
Just saying.
Feed you guys.
Is it that hard to order an extra sausage biscuit?
Sandwich.
That's awesome.
Investigate Crooked Hillary. You know? That's what you should be talking about.
You know,
you should be in
Crooked Bob. You should be investigating Crooked Dave Bob. You should be
investigating Crooked Hillary. This is all fake news.
Just saying, man. If enough people call you...
Uranium.
If enough people call you a crackhead, guess what? You're smoking crack.
It's the uranium and it's Benghazi.
That's what we should be talking about. So Z's on the show. Uh-huh. Barry Rosner's going to come on the show. We're going to talk a little baseball. First hour is going to be baseball and how much fun this World Series was. We didn't, because of the injury stuff to Zach Miller and Jarrell Freeman,
the game, really.
We really didn't. Right. So after we're done with Z around 7:30, we'll talk more Bears. Eric Edholm's coming on the show.
Nice.
We got to talk with E about, this is like an NBA or MLB trade deadline.
It's crazy.
Year.
A lot of players switching teams.
It's out of control. And then Kevin Fishbane will join us at 9 o'clock. So we got a lot of stuff to do tonight. Happy to have a full boat, and we're going to have a good time tonight.
All right. Say thank you to people, you idiot.
I threw out the list.
All right. We want to thank our guests.
Wait a minute.
He's not dead.
Adam Wexler,
Joe Sheehan, Joel Corey, and Hub Argus.
Goofball. We'd like to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertz.
Hosting a late night show is a new thing for me. It's like when Michael Jordan decided to play baseball, except I'm going to be good at this.
Yeah.
Oh!
I don't think that'll be the truth either, but...
I guess Shaq wasn't hiring writers.
All right, EP, Nicky the Kid, Nick Sepkowski.
Because I ain't scared of you, man. You know I hit them shots with my eyes closed. I'm about to go up in Tasty's to get me some Tasty so I can taste that ass. Pop time. Let's go, Big Baller Brand. We out.
Nice.
How's it taste?
Yeah.
Kobe?
Kobe.
You're going to have to script those out a little bit better next time. LeVar. Milk dud head. All right. Anthony Gill. Tony Gill. Our
Sultan Assange. It is now my pleasure to pronounce to you husband and wife. Clay, you may kiss your bride.
Roll damn tie.
Oh, it's a baby in the background, too.
Let's go.
Raise him right. All right. For Brian Gertz, for Nick Sepkowski, Anthony Gill, Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Lawrence Holmes is coming up. He's got a full broat. So if you're going to watch the World Series, turn the sound down and hang out with my man right here on 670 The Score.
I say, man, I want to go home, man.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Chicago. One night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns N' Roses. This Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone. Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw. Except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls,
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670.